Hello and welcome to Autism Life and Learning. I'm the Autistic Gecko. So, I am updating all my first set of episodes from the podcast. Mainly, lots of different reasons. One, they were my first episodes. Even I think they're slightly terrible. Number two, I've got a whole new system. And three, we just didn't have Marvin. Yes, we didn't have Marvin, but also my whole process has just changed. Joking aside from Marvin, we have basically, I write the scripts properly now, not on a bit of paper. The mic doesn't have awful handling noise. It's now on a stand. I have my pop filter monkey, Marvin, and I actually have a computer that can deal with everything that I'm chucking at it. Not trying to root around different loopholes. Anyway, I should really talk about this episode. So, I am going to be running through autism frequently asked questions, autism facts. Anyway, this is going to be a load of fun if you listen to the first one. But, yes, let's get to it, I guess. Firstly, what is autism? Autism is a developmental disorder that is lifelong, and it would have happened before being born, but you just can't tell. You need to be diagnosed. From the age of 3 to just get an idea of where someone is on the spectrum, just to help them achieve their best version of them. Otherwise, you can have all sorts of issues and being delayed and everything else. Anyway, it's not for me to say, because everyone on the spectrum is so freaking different. Anyway, next question. What is the spectrum? The spectrum is split up into different areas depending on your result of your autism assessment. The areas or labels, as some people like to call them, are low-functioning autism, mild autism, high-functioning autism, and depending where you are or where you get assessed, Asperger's syndrome. All of these make up the autism spectrum, and these could be anyone, male or female. So just remember that girls can also have autism. It's not just a boy thing. And please also be aware that these can take many different forms. Also, some people don't like the labels, so just be aware of that as well. How do you get diagnosed? Well, that bit is simple. You have to ask your GP for an autism assessment. Then when they finally say yes, you will get given over to a psychologist who will ask you lots of questions over a couple hours, over like 2 to 3 days sort of thing. I think it is one great big interview. And you know if you've got the interview by being diagnosed either autistic or neurotypical. The questions to see are where you sit on the spectrum, because there's so many different parts to the spectrum that make someone autistic. Lastly, some of these can become repetitive, but also quite challenging at the same time. But it does vary on age, so the test is not the same as it is for a child, as it would be an adult or a teenager, as, you know, development happens. Is there a cure? There are two answers, both of them are very similar in nature. You may like these, or you may not like these. Either way, here they are. There is one long, and there is one short. The short answer is no. Just no. The long answer is hell no. Who said we wanted a cure in the first place? It wasn't us asking for a cure. We see things differently, we make crowds, we don't follow them. We are thinkers au naturel. Anyway, before I go off too much on the tangent and screaming at the poor Marvin, I'll go to the next question. What causes autism? Well, again, why did he have to be in the middle? I ordered him as well. Well, that is a very debated topic in itself, so myself have to different YouTubers in the community, to even different charities, have different ideas where it originated from. but so far that everyone can agree on, we know nothing about where it comes from. And other than it happens either genetically or developmentally, and it also happens during pregnancy somewhere in first, second trimester. Like, it happens as we're forming somewhere. So considering we've known about autism for 100 years, it's not a lot to go on. In a way. Next question. What is neurodiversity and where does it fit in with autism? Well, firstly, let me say, someone's done their homework. Good job, me. So, let's just split this into two sets then. Firstly, we have what is neurodiversity. This is where lots of different labels have been put as kind of like one job lot offer, I guess, called neurodiversity. These include, and don't stop at, I must state that, it doesn't stop at this. This is just some of them it may include. Autism, Down syndrome, bipolar, ADHD, ADD, dyslexia, dyscalculia, and Tourette syndrome. And ADHD stand for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, and ADD is Attention Deficit Disorder. They aren't exactly the easiest to remember, especially when I've got a script load of bits, but just so we're all clear of what this all means. Secondly, we have, where does autism fit in with neurodiversity? Well, it depends who you talk to here. Some think that it doesn't really help, it more hinders. Hello, that's me. And then you've got others that kind of like it because it is a label that isn't stigmatized as much yet, but allows it to break the ice slightly and get people to talk or understand more about autism, because basically it isn't called autism. But being neurodiverse doesn't mean that they are automatically autistic. And being autistic doesn't mean they like the term neurodiverse. I mean, read my blogs, you'll find enough proof there. I will throw this in as well because I'm such a nice, caring, kind-hearted gecko. The opposite term for neurodiverse is neurotypical. This one is used a bit too liberally at times, even by me at points, as it's meant to mean people who aren't neurodiverse. But it has gone to mean more than that. It basically means people who aren't autistic, because we haven't really got an opposite word for autism or autistic, and apparently normies is a bit offensive. Anyway, more questions to come. Why did I choose this? Are there any charities about autism? Yes, surprisingly, there are hundreds of them. There are lots of different charities such as Autistica, the National Autistic Society, and Autism Speaks, and so many more. Some are local charities, while some are bigger and national in scale, or international in some cases, but there are always going to be some in your like area. Of course, you're always going to get the one or two that either may treat you a bit differently, or your area in the spectrum a bit differently, but hey, that's kind of life at this point. We've come to recognise that for most charities. So, my last question, and it's probably one of the most insulting. Are we all like Rain Man? Well, I would really like to say yes, but alas, we aren't. Some are better. I think that would be me at this point. Some are worse. I'm guessing Marvin here. And some are even funnier. Again, I think that could be me. The truth is, when you meet one autistic person, you have just met one autistic person. And this autistic person likes to think they're a gecko. So, these were some of the frequently asked questions about autism. If you have any others, please don't be ashamed to ask. I may even add them here. You can find it either in the contact bits. I think it's still on my blog. If not, click on the transcript of this and use the contact information in there. And please remember to follow and share either my blog or my podcast. You never know, could be a real fan and do both. But I will see you in the next episode. Bye bye for now.